Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and our study in James chapter 5, verses 4 through 7, titled, Rich Men in the Last Days. This is Pastor Greg, and I want you to know that you are welcome to send us email to BBFOhio@protonmail.com. You can also send your letters to us at Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. Please make any check or money order donations out to Bible Believers Fellowship. You can also contact us and donate on our website, bbfohio.com. And now we begin with the current events update and then our study in James chapter 5, verses 4 through 7, titled Rich Men in the Last Days. This is part 1 of 2.
Our current events update with headline reviews in the news. Our first is the Chinese COVID pandemic continues. Scientists are monitoring a new COVID subvariant spreading in the UK that could be more contagious than Delta.
No!
Now, just in case you don't remember, they don't actually know how contagious Delta is because there was no scientific effort to actually diagnose Delta. It was all just a big scam. The report says a new coronavirus subvariant that could be more contagious than the Delta variant has begun to spread in the UK, and scientists around the world are taking notice. But here's the question. Doesn't matter whether it's more contagious. Is it more deadly? There is no evidence that it is. So just remember that when you see, you'll probably see this, especially going into the holidays, you know, they're going to be, Fauci's going to try to keep everybody from hanging out during Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we will ignore him this year, just like we did last year.
Amen.
And, number two, more unbiblical nonsense from John Piper. John Piper urges Christians, get vaccinated. And resist right-wing pressure. God alone owns you. First of all, as the most right-wing bishop of Worthington, I rebuke him.
And you.
Second of all, John Piper, well, he's the man who helped Joe Biden get enough votes to steal the 2020 election, by the way. He and somebody else we'll talk about in just a minute. He went around telling everybody he wasn't going to vote for either one and trying to convince Christians not to vote for either one, which meant that it took away votes from Trump because there weren't any fundamental Calvinist reformed Christians voting for Biden in the first place. So John Piper and others like him for the mess we're in right now. He's the man who educates apostate pastors on how to get rid of the King James Bible.
Yeah.
You see this video on YouTube. How can a pastor lovingly move his congregation from the King James Bible to a better translation? I'm not going to play it, but it's just disgusting. So from the story, pastor and author John Piper is urging Christians to get vaccinated against COVID-19 and to resist peer pressure from political allies who may oppose the vaccine, saying in a new column that God alone owns us. That's right, John Piper, and you don't own us. That, my friends, is peer pressure. That's the way hypocrites operate. John Piper is a hypocrite on other matters. And on this one, he's telling you, don't give in to peer pressure, and he's applying peer pressure.
Yeah.
We, the most right-wing Bishop of Worthington, I'll take responsibility. We urge you to get educated and informed and make your own decision.
That's right.
You want to get the shots, free country. Go right ahead. Just let us. I think the decent thing to do is to let everybody know you did because of shedding. or just stay away from everybody for a little while, and we don't really know how long. But I've said that for years about flu shots. Flu shots have all kinds of crap in them. People shed. That's how our sister Jody got deathly sick, because someone got a flu shot and didn't tell her and shed, and she got sick. They're also developed, as your COVID vaccines are too, and they lie about it, they're developed using the stem cells of murdered unborn children. So we've got numerous reasons why, we have numerous reasons why we don't want to take the shot, but we don't dictate that anybody else does. Baptists, you know, we believe in freedom of conscience, and it's on matters that the Bible doesn't speak expressly about, we do not believe that you should be coerced into doing. There's all kinds of things like that I won't get into, but that's one of them. Finally, we simply must say a word about this. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell dies at 84. America has lost a trailblazing leader. That's from a Christian source. First of all, he did have some kind of blood cancer and was supposed to be pretty sick, but he got the vaccine, fully vaccinated, and it didn't protect him, like it hasn't protected hundreds of thousands, if not millions of others. And so he got sick. Now, Donald Trump was criticized for making an honest statement about Colin Powell upon his death. This is taken from Trump's website. Quote, "Wonderful to see Colin Powell, who made big mistakes on Iraq and famously so-called weapons of mass destruction, be treated in death so beautifully by the fake news media. Hope that happens to me someday." Donald Trump. "He was a classic rhino." That's Republican in name only. "If even that. Always being the first to attack other Republicans. He made plenty of mistakes, but anyway, may he rest in peace." Now, that statement was characterized pretty much like this all over the globalist news media. He calls it fake news media. I just call it globalist news media. That's what they are. Your entire infrastructure of news media is antichrist, and they're doing everything they can to destroy biblical Christianity, to destroy your constitution, and to establish the one world government, which the antichrist will take over. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and yes, Fox News takes part most of the time as well. Former President Trump derides Colin Powell a day after his death. Derides. Wasn't anything he said that was false. Here's another one from CNN Politics, The Point, with Chris Saliza. "Donald Trump, yet again, proves there's no bottom." Yes, Saliza, that's right. So listen to my statement and tell me if Trump was really that bad.
Colin Powell has died. And we don't celebrate anyone's death. We're not happy that he died. But we're disgusted by what we're seeing, even among some conservatives, being said about Colin Powell. Colin Powell was no hero. Colin Powell lied to the American people and to the world to enable the globalists to invade Iraq, which had nothing to do with 9/11, never has, and never did, never will, no matter how much people try to connect them, so that the globalists could go into Iraq and set up a Federal Reserve system with regime change. Saddam Hussein was a scumbag, but, you know, you don't get anything better when you remove someone from a country like that. They removed Gaddafi the same way. Didn't have anything to do with the war on terror. But they were able to get their regime change and do their globalist thing. Colin Powell voted for, endorsed, and voted for the Marxist Muslim Barack Obama. And even though Colin claimed that he believed Obama was a Christian, he said, "What if he was a Muslim?" That's how stupid Colin Powell is, or was. Well, he still is. You know, he made a profession of faith, I guess, of some sort, but not in the gospel of Jesus Christ, as far as I can find. He belonged to an apostate denomination. Colin Powell, like everyone else, will live forever somewhere. It'll either be the second death in hell or eternal life in heaven. I don't expect to see Colin Powell in heaven. Colin Powell, beyond rejecting the gospel of Jesus Christ for eternal salvation, as far as I can tell, beyond lying to everyone to get us into a 20-year war on terror, besides having blood on his hands and helping a Marxist Muslim be elected, I believe it's because he had black skin, then he turned around and voted for and endorsed Hillary Clinton.
Fact.
And then endorsed and voted for Joe Biden. So as you watch these scumbags on the left, the Democrat Party, a bunch of communist Christ haters, baby killers, sodomites, gun confiscators, Marxists, destroying our country, just remember, one of their greatest fools and tools was Colin Powell.
Yep. You're mean.
Is that good?
All right. We're going to be talking about Doug and Mark tonight. Rich men in the last days. James 5, 4 to 7, if you haven't got your Bible open there yet. James 5, 4 to 7. James 5, 4 to 7. Let's go ahead and read. I'm going to have you read the odd with me, so I'll start with verse 4. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Amen. So in verse 3, we just left off discussing these, I call the elites, very wealthy, people who have the control of the economy and that sort of thing. Now we pick up with an explanation for the illegal immigrant issues in the United States. You say, where's that? Well, I didn't say that's the only thing it's touching on, but just a FYI, when you see this illegal immigration stuff on TV, going on, you just need to understand it has everything to do with a bunch of wealthy people who want to abuse human beings. And that includes labor and the sex slave trade, you name it. Drugs. So James, again, verse 4 here in chapter 5, behold the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You can rest assured that even though he's slow on our time scale, there is a payday coming. When you are wronged, and you, even if you're not poor, if you're abused by this system, these people, this whole thing, all these people who have died from COVID, which was released from a lab having been manipulated by scientists in a lab. And this is a crime against humanity that probably isn't going to see any of these people punished this side of the great white throne. But when you and I get to that great white throne and we see what they're in store for, we're going to be like, yeah, that's it's worth the wait. Amen. So the cries of those who are abused, says, are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. That is translated Lord of Hosts. Lord of Sabaoth is a transliteration. It's but when it's translated into an English word, it's Lord of Hosts. Now, the new translations are always messing things up. This is what the NIV takes the Lord of Sabaoth and changes it to have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. And that's just not the same thing. And that's not what the Greek text, any Greek text says. They just decided that, you know, they'll just change the Bible. I just want to throw this in there because we talked about it this week. How many of you have seen in the King James Bible, can you look at the reference for me where we were talking about the eagles gathered to the carcass?
Oh, yeah.
And there, in the King James Bible, it says where the carcass is, the eagles shall be gathered.
Matthew 24:28.
And preachers for years have corrected the King James Bible standing in the pulpit. And they'll just say that it is an eagle. It should be vulture. Look it up. Look it up in any Greek text. The word there is eagle. They think Jesus was stupid.
Yeah.
And you know why they say that they should be changed to vulture? Because eagles, they say, they don't eat roadkill. Well, I didn't have a camera, but Jenny and I did have a camera, dash cam, and it broke. I wish I'd had it. Jenny and I were driving down the street, turned off 42 back in Madison County, and we're driving along, and Jenny sees it first, and says, that's an eagle. And that eagle is eating something dead along the side of the road. Then it takes off and flies with its big, beautiful wings and gets like 10 feet in front of our car and just goes, whoosh. And I just wanted to stop the car and weep. Well, here's the thing. Eagles don't eat roadkill when it's been dead for a long time and rotting, but they will eat fresh kill. And that's going to happen. Jesus said that because you read later in the book of Revelation, in Revelation 19, it says God caused all the fowls of heaven to eat the flesh of kings and of princes and others. They're dead. And the eagles will be gathered for that carcass. I don't care what the NIV says. I don't care what your preacher says. Jesus said eagle, and that's what he meant. Amen? Yeah. It's fresh. It's,
he grabbed a nice chunk and flew off.
They'll leave the rotted, nasty stuff for the team that was once called the Cleveland Browns.
The Ravens.
Yeah. Here's the point. Things that are different are not the same. Say it with me. Things that are different are not the same. Lord of Sabaoth is Lord of Hosts. It's not Lord Almighty. And so they're changing your Bible and putting error in there. By the way, I have to throw this in here. Many of the Yeshua crowd complain that this is left transliterated from Hebrew. Think about that. They go around, instead of saying Jesus in English, they transliterate and say Yeshua HaMashiach so that they can sound all, you know, at least think they sound spiritual and everything. And then they see this and they complain because it's transliterated, not translated. That is, again, just kind of double standard, hypocrisy, whatever you want to call it.
Huh? Rules for thee.
Yes, rules for thee, but not for me. So the Lord of... I spelled it wrong again. Lord of Hosts is what it means. And it's basically a threefold fact. He's the Lord of the hosts of heaven in the universe. Look up at the sky at night. All those stars, some of which... we know our planets, some of which we know are galaxies.
Yeah.
All of those. That's what he's Lord of Hosts. He's Lord of all the heavenly bodies. But secondly, he's also host of his angels. We don't know how many. Pretty sure there's a few billion.
Yeah.
I say that because I believe the Bible. You'll see other guys are too smart for the Bible. I'm just not smart enough to change the Bible. And the Bible says that children have an angel. Every child has an angel before the Father. when Peter went to the door and Rhoda went, got so excited she didn't open the door, and she runs back and says, "It's Peter." And they're like, "Oh, it's probably his angel." The Bible is clear that you have an angel. It's not the whole guardian angel thing the way Hollywood makes it, yet there's a tad bit of truth to it too. I believe when we stand before the Lord on Judgment Day, we're going to find out that our angel guarded us, among other things. And there were times we probably could have been killed, and he kept us from being killed. And I did say he. There's no such thing as female angels. According to the Bible, they don't have wings, and they don't dress like Charlie's Angels. The third is the host of his armies, and that's on earth. You see, right now, his armies are not active. We're not on active duty. Very soon, we're going to come back, and we're going to be on active duty. And he's host of all those armies. Universe, it's just the three heavens, really. The earth, we will have air superiority. Why? Because we come back on white horses. We're flying. Jesus flew when he ascended to heaven and said, "When I come back, he glorify you, you'll be just as the angels." And John said, "We'll just be just as Jesus is." They flew. The angels in heaven, the third heaven, and the universe is the second heaven. So there you go. Now, back to verse 4 again, now that we have a better understanding of the Lord of Sabaoth, and we know how to spell it correctly. The hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, Christ. You know what? That I believe that this is one of the ways this, in America, I'm pretty sure around the world, is pretty much the same, in Western countries anyway. And that is that your income tax is a fraud. The only reason I pay income tax is because they have the guns. You don't pay your income tax, you go to jail, not worth it. We're just like somebody who has a store down in the Bronx, and the mob comes in and says, "You either pay this every month or you're going to lose your business." That's what it's going on right now all over the world. And you know who's the worst? The government. They snuck through an income tax on Christmas Eve 1913 when no one was awake or cared. That's how they always do it. Guess what day they got Obamacare through? It's beginning to look a lot like taxes. Because that's all it is. What's it say? Kept back by fraud. Not the government that our Constitution ordained. We're talking about the secret cabal who controls the Federal Reserve and controls all the money and everything done with the money. Controlling the banks. I just posted yesterday on MeWe, giving the Mormon dude Glenn Beck credit for the only person I saw in conservative circles exposing this, that Friday night the Biden administration threatened the banks and said, "You either go along with the climate change nonsense or we will take you down." And they're going to do that to mom and pa too. Right now, they're picking on the big guys. And then they come for the little guys. And they're going to say, "You either go along with the vaccine, you either put your kids in public school, you either this, you either that, or you are not going to be able to work." And it's all setting the stage for the beast who will come along and say, "You will take this mark, you will worship and serve allegiance to me, or you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade." So this is how the Vanderbilts and Carnegies made their millions. This is how most rich people made their millions. It's interesting. You can watch documentaries on Bill Gates and how he got rich. He got rich basically using and abusing people. And he didn't even make it an honest living. He stole. He cheated. He cheated people he owed money to. All that stuff. But, you know, these guys just think that's good business. But that's who Jesus, the Lord, is talking about right here. And this is exactly what is behind the illegals problem that I mentioned just a moment ago. Cheap labor. Yep. You want another man that I didn't speak well of when he died? John Juan McCain. because he was a sellout. I don't care whether he was really a hero or not. There are plenty of veterans who come back and said he wasn't the hero that they made him out to be. I don't know. But all I know is this. He came back to this country and sold his country down the river. And when it came to doing away with the Obamacare tax, he said this to you. He was a bum. And he did more to influence the illegal immigration issue than most any other senators and congressmen combined. He was a Republican in name only, and he was all for the Koch brothers, big wealthy guys, you know that. All those guys, they all want these people coming across the border. They don't care about the drugs that they bring. They don't care about the criminals that come over. They don't care about the crime and the rape. They get cheap labor.